and this is Tate Servance with your news for the hour. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank. With offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. A former Saginaw physician, James Carthron, 61, is set to stand trial on 23 counts of Medicaid fraud in Ingham County's 30th Circuit Court, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced. Each count carries a potential penalty of up to 4 years in prison and a $50,000 fine. Carthron, who previously ran PRN Urgent Care in Saginaw before closing it in 2023, is accused of billing Medicaid for telephone services that were never provided between May and September of 2024. Carthron was bound over by Judge Molly E. Hennessy Greenwalt on January 15th, and a judge for the circuit court case has not yet been assigned. The Attorney General's Healthcare Fraud Division, Michigan's federally certified Medicaid Fraud Control Unit, is prosecuting the case. And on Thursday, Kyle Shaw failed to appear for his scheduled 9 a.m. hearing, with the current time noted as 9:53. Court officials confirmed that he was not present in the hall, courtroom, or via Zoom. An existing bench warrant for Mr. Shaw, carrying a $50 bond, will remain in effect, and the court concluded the proceeding with no further action from the prosecution. And in court today, a preliminary examination hearing, or in court this week, a preliminary examination hearing was held for felony criminal sexual conduct charges involving three counts. The prosecution presented a plea offer where the defendant would plead guilty or no contest to two counts, with the remaining count dismissed and no further charges brought concerning the same victim. The defendant, Mark Rolfe, confirmed he understood his rights and, after consulting with his attorney, voluntarily waived his right to a preliminary examination. The court accepted the waiver, finding that it was made knowingly and voluntarily, and has bound the case over to the circuit court for an arraignment scheduled for Monday, March 2nd at 9 a.m. David Charles Kleinsmith is facing a domestic violence charge, and prosecutors have extended a plea deal that would not require immediate jail time. Because a co-defendant is also involved, the court is waiting for that individual's hearing before scheduling a trial date, which is expected to fall in mid to late March. In the meantime, Kleinsmith will remain free under existing bond conditions. And we will be right back after this message from our sponsor.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And in other news, Crystal Marie Hind has been sentenced to 6 months probation after pleading guilty to operating while visibly impaired in Bayport. The original charge of operating while intoxicated was dismissed. Hind admitted to driving on December 7th, 2025 in Bayport after consuming alcohol with a blood alcohol count of 0.105. She also stated she had pulled over and called the police herself. Her sentence includes fines and costs totaling $990, with $315 applied from her bond, leaving a balance of $675 due by June 1st of 2026. Hind must also complete an alcohol insight and awareness program by March 31st, 2026, submit the random drug and alcohol testing, and perform 24 hours of community service by June 1st, 2026. She may be eligible for early discharge from probation if all terms are met. And we will be right back after this brief PSA.
Wherever there's a need in our communities, there's a United Way. Improving lives so everyone can thrive. Where more people can gain access to healthcare and nutritious food for their tables. Where more community members can benefit from financial education and get connected to local resources for housing support. And where children are given more chances to reach their full potential. Community is where we find our strength and where we share our hope. United is the way. Visit unitedway.org.
And we are back here at the station. That was your news for the hour, and it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. Right now, the weather here at the station is a chilly -2 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds start coming out of the west at 5 miles per hour, making it feel closer to negative 13. And we're heading now to Steve Adamson with your extended weather forecast.